Now, first, I want to talk about some basic principles. Why can pesticides get into the body? How do they get in the body? What is designed to make them do that? And here, down on the bottom here on the lower right, we have a leaf or an insect cross-section. The top of the leaf is here. It's a waxy surface. And that means in order to get through it, we need to be able to dissolve in the wax to get through that barrier. And that means we need to add some lipid solvents, what are referred to as non-ionic solvents or fat-soluble solvents. They have no electrostatic charge, and that's what makes them fat-soluble. The other way that you can get into an organism, like a plant or an insect, is through the breathing pores, the stomates, which have a tiny little hemisphere of water which has surface tension right here. And as long as that surface tension is intact, it tends to prevent entry other than just gases. But if you weaken that surface tension with surfactants, you can get much more rapid penetration through that barrier. Now, unfortunately for us, we have a waxy surface on our skin. And if you haven't noticed, next time you take a shower, watch how the water beads up on your skin like a newly waxed car. That's the kind of a surface that these solvents here promote entry through, right, to get into your body and your bloodstream. And our lungs have little tiny hollow cavities called alveoli in them, and that's where all the gas exchange takes place. And those little tiny cups of tissue that absorb gases and dump CO2 into the air of your lungs are also lined by these tiny little films of hemispheres of water, so they have surface tension. And so the presence of these surfactants means rapid penetration through your lungs. The lipid solvents means rapid penetration through your skin. If it happens to land on you, whether this is in the air or you lie down on a lawn that's been sprayed with some kind of pesticide, which has these so-called inerts here. But it's very important to understand that those inerts are not, in fact, inerts. And they are also, very importantly, not part of the EPA registration process. The EPA registration process does only the active ingredient, but what they sell you is a mixture of solvents and surfactants plus the active ingredient, which changes the chemical and physical properties and allows for rapid penetration into the body. And those same substances allow for penetration through the blood-brain barrier and through the placental barrier in fetuses. And so you have access to the different parts of the body. Now, one more thing. What we have then is an EPA registration process that is functionally a bait-and-switch process. You register one thing, you sell something else.